Now to Houston and the devastation that city is facing due to Hurricane Harvey. Volunteers have come from all over to help, neighbors and strangers working together. NPR's Debbie Elliott takes us now to meet some of the people who have loaded up their boats for rescues and packed trailers full of food and water to aid people who no longer have a home. Epi Mungia is overseeing a makeshift distribution center in the middle of a sweltering hot strip center parking lot in his hometown of Orange, Texas.
We got water. People have been bringing canned food. We got diapers. They keep coming in. They keep going. Baby food. We got formula.
This parking lot is where the National Guard and volunteer rescuers first brought people displaced by floodwaters, a sort of hub for evacuations. Mungia says word spread and donations started pouring in.
It's heartbreaking, but you know what? It's also amazing to see people come together in a time of distress. I wish we could be like this all the time.
Orange is near the Louisiana line, and the so-called Cajun Navy has been in full force here. People like Van Marino.
We rescued this neighborhood Wednesday morning, and then after they got all that done, we said, we'll just come back and bring them. So we brought everything from tampons to batteries to diapers.
You name it.
He's from Denham Springs, Louisiana, which was devastated by a flood last year. He says it was an easy call to come help Texans in the same fix.
Well, you could not. I'm not the kind of guy who can sit there and watch it on the news and not do nothing.
More Louisiana folk are in the kitchen, really just a trailer and a tent stocked with a grill, a smoker, and a giant gas-fired kettle. They're making lunch. People are lined up by mid-morning.
What are we eating today, bro?
12 o'clock, we'll have some jambalaya and pulled pork sandwiches.
Randy Mellerine hands out cake and fruit until the noon meal is ready.
You want some cake, baby?
Rita Deal eats a slice.
I got water in my house, so I'm hungry. I live alone.
She's a 70-year-old cancer patient and has been staying in her soaked home with no electricity ever since the water woke her early Wednesday.
I heard something go boom, 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 and from at the end of the sewer line, and it was coming up through both commodes.
She's weary at the thought of mucking out.
I went through Hurricane Rita, lost everything. Here I go again. I'm too old to start again.
After lunch, she sorts through boxes, getting a toy for her dog, some bottled water, and packs of crackers to take back home. More supplies are coming, says Gary Hill, the manager of the Market Basket grocery store next door. He's become the unofficial commander of this operation.
Yeah, this parking lot's been a control center.
Hill's been sleeping on a beanbag chair at the store. A tear rolls down his cheek as he talks about all the officials and volunteers who have come to help in Orange.
They're taking care of us, though. Really wonderful people. It's about working together as a team. Because you know what? We're all the same in the eyes of God.
Outside, Troy Hewson is overseeing the makeshift kitchen, staffed by two Catholic men's clubs from Slidell, Louisiana, just outside New Orleans.
We've been through it with Katrina. So we're here to serve the people, and we all need to stick together. That's what Americans do. That's what we do.
Charles Sam is having lunch.
I appreciate it to the fullest. I mean, you don't find it too many days. You know, most of the time, everybody's out for themselves.
Sam's house flooded, so he stuffed a black plastic garbage bag with his meds and a few personal belongings and is waiting here in the parking lot to be evacuated to an emergency shelter in Alexandria, Louisiana. Because like communities all across Southeast Texas, his neighborhood is uninhabitable. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange, Texas.